With Matt Welsh from the Trial Files reviewing all the action from Flemington on Saturday. So, Matt, what have you sort of jotted down as the key performances from the weekend?
Look, I think, as I mentioned earlier, one of the best performances of the day for mine was from the mare Flippant in race four. She set a genuine tempo in that 1400 metre race and showed great improvement from the previous start where she'd had to sit in behind a slow tempo. I think if she goes to another suitably graded 1400 metre race, particularly at Caulfield, I think she'll be very hard to catch. So keen to follow Flippant. Out of race six, I think Poetic Dream, the money suggested he was going to run well. As soon as the blinkers go on, I think we can back him with a huge deal of confidence, but do want to wait for the blinkers to go on there. And race nine, I'm keen to follow both Caribbean Pearl and In Denial. I thought they ran very well in the closer on the card, Nadia.
What about throughout the week? Is there any real races that caught your eye that we might see a bit of form come out of?
Firstly, probably the best maiden win of the week for mine was a two-year-old maiden at Bendigo on Wednesday, a two-year-old filly called Ziziz, trained by Patrick Payne. She was well-backed. She led and she won quite nicely, ran very good figures over the 1,000 metres compared to the other 2,000 metre races on the day. So I think Ziziz can come to town, probably a midweek sort of race, and continue her winning ways. And in behind that filly, there were two very good runs that I think can just go to maidens and win at their next starts. And that's a two-year-old colt trained by Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott called Chess Star. He finished second to Ziziz, covered ground, was still coming on the line. Excellent run by him. And then two-year-old filly trained by Henry Dwyer called Goldie Fox. She was momentarily held up in the straight. She was beaten under two lengths by Ziziz. I thought that was a good run as well. So both Chess Star and Goldie Fox should be able to go to suitable maidens in the coming weeks and get a win on the board. And just from last Sunday at Ballarat, I want to mention a galloper that has made a lot of headlines in her short career to date, and I speak of Ossietra, the three-year-old daughter of Black Caviar, who resumed over 1,000 metres at Bendigo last Sunday. She ran extremely good time in winning. There's been a lot made of her career to date. Obviously, she had a huge boom on it, hasn't necessarily delivered on it. Her maiden win at Geelong was just in moderate time, but last Sunday at Ballarat, she returned some fantastic numbers. She ran 56.94 for the 1,000 first up, and I think she has probably proved herself to be city grade. She can come and win a Saturday race in the coming weeks. So keen to follow Ossietra as well. No doubt she'll probably be overbet when she does come to town, Nadia, but I just think one worth mentioning.
Yeah, exactly. And she's obviously improved in the break because she'd showed that she'd taken good benefits with the time just in what she'd been doing at the trials as well.
Yeah, she trialled up very nicely. She had always trialled up well, so that was probably the reason I wanted to see her do it on race day. But it's just good to see her put down a strong time because, as I mentioned, that while she did win a maiden at Geelong and looked to do it quite comfortably, it was in very moderate fractions. So I think she's come back very well, and she may, well, obviously she's not going to live up to the deeds of her mother, but she may prove to be an extremely valuable filly going forward.
Okay, well, let's talk a bit about the meeting at Bendigo tomorrow. There are eight races. Overall, what's your snapshot?
A couple of really good betting races, a couple of strong, particularly race six, where we see, is it race six? Yes, where we see Shagra and Anchor Bid go around, a couple of smart three-year-old fillies. So good card. I think there's a bit of value in the maidens, and overall it looks a good betting card.
Well, let's have a look at race number one. This is a maiden to be run over 1,600 metres.
I'd expect Zabriz down the bottom for Leon and Troy Corstens to come up a pretty short price favourite. Has been in the market all three runs to date. She's won well without winning. She was second on debut to Shayla at Sandown, ran second in a moderate maiden at Geelong behind Chimette, and then last start was okay at Pakenham. I'd expect her to come up close to $2.50. I think she's going to come up under the odds. I think she's closer to a $4 pop. I'm tipping that the value might be in Keris, a three-year-old gelding trained by Trent Busserton and Natalie Young. There doesn't look a lot of speed on paper. This gelding rolled forward and just went far too hard first up at the Yarra Valley. He ran the quickest first 400 of the day, continued at that tempo and had to go backwards, and that's what happened on the turn. The money suggested that he'd come up very well. His trial prior was good. I think he gets his chance to lead at a moderate tempo here second up. So I'm tipping that Keris will be a bit of each way value in race one. That is number six, Nadia.
Okay, so that's a look at race number one, and just wait for those opening prices there. Race two, this is over 1,300 metres. What do you think will be the main chances in this?
Yeah, just a two-horse race for mine. I've marked Pritchett, number six, a $2.50 favourite. I think trained by Mick and Luke Cherky at Flemington. This gelding will roll forward. Should be either leader or outside leader. And he comes through two very good maidens at the Yarra Valley. And he's stepping to 1,300, which is certainly in his advantage. So I think Pritchard will be hard to beat. Number six, the other runner I have marked quite short is number three, Jackie Paper. I've got it marked $3.50. I think he'll probably come up favourite. He's got the blinkers on. He comes off a very slowly run race at Sandown last start over the 1,300. It'll be interesting to see if they roll forward with the blinkers on. I think he'd be certainly advantaged if they do go a little bit quicker earlier on this gelding. But he's the other chance. But pretty keen on Pritchett, and I think we'll get much better than the $2.50 that I've rated him in race two.
So race two, good betting race there with not many chances. We go over to the third race. This is to be run over 1,300.
Very good maiden, this one. Quality 1,300 metre maiden. I'm going to side with a debutante in Weaponized for Chris Waller. It was scratched from a wide draw last week, which is always a good sign that the stable think the horse is going well. He's trialled very well at Flemington. He'll probably get back into the second half of the field here, but big field, bit of speed on paper. I think he'll get his chance to run home over the top. And Bendigo is often a good track for horses getting back and running home. So I think Weaponized will make his presence felt on debut. I marked him a $3.50 favourite, and I'm quite sure that when markets open, we'll get better than that. A couple of other runners that interest me. Certainly Olympic Lad for the Lindsay Park team. Now, this gelding trialled very well leading into his first up run at the Yarra Valley. Things didn't really go to plan there. I think stepping up in trip, gate one for Andrew Mellion. He's either going to lead or sit leaders back. I expect him to improve markedly. I had him a $7 chance. I think he'll be double figures, so he could well interest me. And Dan Barner, trained by the Blackiston Yard, he was excellent on debut when well back that day. He led them up at Ballarat. They then decided to take a sit from gate one at the same track last start, and he over-raced badly. I'd expect them to go forward from gate 14, try and get this horse into a nice rhythm early. He's the other one that I could entertain. But very good quality maiden. I think we'll get a good price about Weaponized, Nadia.
Okay, so Weaponized looks a good bet there, race three. What are your thoughts on race four over 2,400?
Yeah, I must admit these 2,400 metre races aren't really my sweet spot. I think that the map has to give Champagne Knights a very good chance. She looks the only leader. I think Simon Morris, he's got this horse going well. Fred Kersley will roll forward from gate 10. If she was $3 plus, I could entertain a small bet on her. She looks the one to beat in a race of limited chances and limited speed. That's number 8, Champagne Knights.
So the 8 in race 4. Race 5, this will obviously be the opening leg of the quaddie, a 64 over 1,100.
Yeah, tricky little race this one. A couple of horses resume. I thought Equestria for the Michael Moroney stable just had the two starts, one on debut before running third at its second start at Sale. I thought he trialled up just fairly and trialled up like a horse who'd appreciate a little bit more than 1,100 metres. There doesn't look a lot of speed on paper, and I'm thinking the number 8, Souffront, first up for the Weir Yard. This horse has been gelded. He looked very sharp in a Ballarat trial recently. I thought he might be able to push forward and at least sit outside leader. He debuted in the Skyline Stakes, a Group 2 up in Sydney, before coming down to the Weir Stable, winning first up at Bendigo back in August. That was first up last campaign, and I suspect he'll be very hard to beat here. I had him marked favourite. I think the danger is Bed Talk, who covered a lot of ground in that race that I mentioned earlier behind Ossietra at Ballarat. And was still there at the finish, beaten under 3 lengths. That was after a good win at Mornington the start prior. So they're the two I'm keen on. I think we'll be able to back them both, number 8, Souffront, and number 3, Bed Talk, in race 5.
We go to race 6, Fillies and Mares event over 1,600.
Yeah, this is the race I mentioned that looks a high-quality affair. We've got Anchor Bid and Shagra, two very good quality fillies. A couple of better, good older age horses in Lara's Web. Look, I'm really keen on Shagra. I think she's probably going to be the best bet on the card for mine. I've got her marked $1.80. I think we'll certainly get better than that when markets open. She was very good in that Vanity behind Rimram. You know, she was held up at a crucial stage in the straight. She was beaten under two and a half lengths. Gate 4, Ryan Maloney should be able to get her into the 1-1 here. Small field. She's had a lot of bad luck in her career to date. That's been in big fields. Couple of times from low draws. I think finally gets her chance to break through. I think she's going better than Anchor Bid on what I saw there in that same race at Flemington. Anchor Bid finished second last. Was off the bit of fairway from home, made a little bit of sort of late inroad in a bunched finish. But yeah, I certainly lean the way of Shagra. I think we'll get better than the $1.80 I've got her marked, and she looks the best on the card.
Okay, we go to race 7 now. This is over 1,500.
Yeah, this isn't a high quality affair. I think number 3, Numerate for Eric Musgrove, might come up big odds. This is an ex-Chris Waller trained gelding. Has had a couple of starts now for Eric Musgrove. The most recent was in a fast run race at Kyneton over the 1450, and he was run off his feet early before running into a lot of backsides in the straight when he finally got up on the bit. I don't think this will be run at anywhere near as fast a tempo. He should be able to get into a nice rhythm. I think he'll come up big odds and will be worth something each way. The horse to beat for mine is Hard Ruler. First up for the Mick Price Yard at Pakenham, sat three wide off a dawdling tempo. Was pulling in the early stages. It just had no hope there. So I think they'll push further forward, second up with a bit more fitness on its side. And in this grade, he'll be hard to beat. But I think we'll get a good price about Numerate. Could be a good each-way play in race 7.
We then go over to the last race 8. This is a 64 over 1,300.
Yeah, interesting to note that Cassairs for the Ellerton Zara Yard has the tongue tie going on after knocking up badly first up at Moonee Valley. I think this represents a good betting opportunity here. Number 6, Ajuda. Went around first up at Sandown in a fast run race that was ultimately won by Heptagon. That was on a firm 2 track and they were running slick time. She was first up. She did a lot of work early. She was only fading over the concluding stages. Second up, stepping up in trip from the 1200 to the 1300. I think Fred Kersley will roll forward and control this race that there doesn't look anywhere near as much speed on paper as what she faced first up. So pretty keen. Ajuda will be hard to beat in the last. I'll be having a very small save there on Cassairs with the tongue tie going on, because that first up run she knocked up, and I always like to see that there's a potential explanation for why she ran so poorly, Nadia.
I understand. What are your better bets at this stage, Matt?
Look, I'm keen on the debutante Weaponized. I think has trialled up very well in race 3. I think Shagra in race 6 we should get a good overlay about. And then race 8, Ajuda, I think she's going to be very hard to run down in the last.
All the best of luck with it. We'll talk next week. Thanks.
Thanks, Nadia. Cheers.
Matt Welsh from the Trial Files with his review of Guineas Day out at Flemington, and also a look at tomorrow's meeting from Bendigo. It's